Away and racing, and Tigalong Tonk began brilliantly from four. He's going to hit the burners early and put three lengths on Immunity, Gypsy Zelda. Three lengths, Bobby the Brute, Wallbanger as they string right out. Then Arizona Eyes, Zipping Albert, two lengths away, last Sovereign Wind, but down the back. And Tigalong Tonk, the shootout winner's out and running. Five lengths to Immunity. Six away, Arizona Eyes starting to power home, and then Gypsy Zelda. Tigalong Tonk turned the leader. He's two, three lengths to Arizona Eyes and Immunity, and Tigalong Tonk going to romp into the Melbourne Cup. Tigalong Tonk by a length and a half, beating Arizona Eyes, a massive run.
He was the fastest winner in the heats there on Friday night. Before that, he caused a little bit of an upset to win the shootout in a race record in 29.034. Talking about peaking at the right time, Tigalong Tonk is doing exactly that. He's trained by a young gun, a kid going places. His name's Corey Grenfell, and he joins us now on RSN Central. Hey, Corey, congratulations. You're into a TAB Melbourne Cup. Has it sunk in yet?
No, not really. It hasn't. We're really excited to get there on Friday and put him in the box.
Let's talk about his year that he's had. He's been there, done that, and he's taken on the big guns and the biggest races all year, Tigalong Tonk. But the way that he went a couple of weeks ago or Thursday week ago on that shootout when he recorded a race record time, and then what he did there on Friday night. Do you think you've got him peaking at the right time this year?
Yeah, no, we do. I had a chat with the owner back at the start of the year, and we sort of were hoping that he'd be in his peak come Melbourne Cup time, and leading into it, into that shootout, to come out and do what he's done at this time of year is just brilliant.
He's a star. We all know that. And the times that these dogs are running it these days is truly remarkable. Do you think, well, you're a little bit stiff that you're probably in one of the great eras, if not the greatest eras of greyhound racing, with so many terrific greyhounds competing at the moment?
Yeah, when we did that book story, that's one of the things we spoke about, how hot this field really is. And you look at, you know, the dogs that aren't there, there's that many young, you know, youngsters coming up too, which it's great time to be involved. And, you know, to be in a Melbourne Cup with the dogs race at the moment, it's just a big thrill.
We talk about life-changing moments in sport and doing what you do and doing what you love. And this could just be a life-changing moment for you in a way on Friday night if Tigalong Tonk can win, because what is it, $450,000 to the winner, half that goes to the trainer. Do you start to think about that, Corey, and what a victory would mean to your young family?
Oh, look, you can't spend it before it comes, but yeah. No, it's definitely life-changing. To win it, and even put your name against that honour roll. But yeah, you know, to think that we could have a dog in the Melbourne Cup in contention and one of the favourites, it's unbelievable. It's sort of a dream come true.
You've been pretty lucky. How long have you been training for now?
Roughly eight, 9 years.
Yeah, and you've had two superstars, Austin Allen, which was a Greyhound of the Year in Victoria, that had a six-month period where he was nearly unbeatable, wasn't he? Everywhere he went, he would dominate. But Tigalong Tonk has been able to sustain his brilliance for a lot longer. Is that how you... Is that when you compare the two greyhounds? Austin Allen was probably brilliant for 6 months, where Tigalong Tonk's been more consistent throughout his career?
Yeah, well, that's been one of the talking points with Tonk. It's, you know, everyone tries to compare the two. The difference between the two is, like I said, Austin had that hot period, but Austin was just consistent out of box every week, which Tonk is starting to become.
Yeah.
And what we found with Austin was once they knocked up a group race, they just started following.
Yeah.
And, you know, Tonk's following that exact same footsteps. So it's, look, when we've trained Tonk based on how Austin went, you know, going forward, we've sort of targeted the same group races because they're a very similar dog.
Tell us about your morning getting up, Corey. How many dogs are you training at the moment? What's a day for a greyhound trainer look like?
There's always plenty going on.
Yep.
You know, we're up around the 7:30 mark, and we get in there, and we've got four kids juggling as well, so it's all busy, but it's, look, I wouldn't change it for the world, and any young blokes that want to get involved, yeah, I couldn't recommend it anymore.
And how do you get involved? Because it's not like, say, we saw Dennis Pagan and win a Group 1 in his first season as a horse trainer, winning the greatest race or the greatest classic in this country, the VRC Derby. But then you've got, I know Brett Nye's had family involvement in the sport, but he's training Group 1 winners in his first season. How long does it take you to learn and to master? And I guess you can never really master, you're always learning, but is it easy? Is it a sport that I could go out to your property, follow you around for an hour, a year or so, and then have a crack at training a dog?
Oh, I think it's got to come down to if you love working with animals. That's the key thing in it all. And, you know, if you can spend long hours working on these animals that, you know, just athletes, you know, many people could do it, but it's just a matter of, if you love that dog enough to do it, because, you know, it's not a stressful life, but a busy life. And when we're trying to bring up kids as well, it does get hectic at times, but, you know, we wouldn't change it, so.
And bringing up the kids with the dogs, what are they like with the greyhounds? Because they become your best mates, don't they? They've got wonderful natures, those dogs, being close up to them in recent times, and they are really a privilege to be around.
Yeah, no, they are. The kids love them.
Yep.
Our eldest is, you know, he distances himself from it a little bit from the barking, but, you know, every dog's got a different personality, and, you know, my family come here and walk in the shed, go ahead, you know, which is which. It's, you know, they've all got a different personality, so it's quite easy to work out on that, you know. There's idiots and there's really nice dogs. So it's great to be around.
Hey, Corey, we're talking to Corey Grenfell, and he has Tigalong Tonk in the world's greatest greyhound race on Saturday night, the TAB Melbourne Cup. He's drawn box number 8. He's one of the favourites. And if Tigalong Tonk wins, $450,000 jumps into his prize money pool once again. I think he's close to $1 million if he wins on Friday night, Corey. Would that be right?
Nah, I think he's almost that 340 mark, so he'll jump up to 700. You know, he's still got 6 months ahead of him of racing, so if he cracks $1 million, there's no reason why he can't go on to win him a few more.
So you talk about the different personalities. So what's Tigalong Tonk like as a personality? Would he be one of your mates? And I asked this question to Charlie Fallows the other day regarding Prince of Arran, his great horse that was competing in his third Melbourne Cup, and he said he would be one of the cool blokes that you would meet at the bar, and he'd be one of your great mates, and he'd be cool, relaxed, and he'd be a great wingman for a single man. What would Tigalong Tonk be like?
He's a double one, and a lot of people knock him as, you know, they're naughty dogs and they bark and carry on, but Tonk lets off a little bit of noise, but as for, you know, put it this way, if he was in the house, he'd be quiet and he'd be relaxed. He doesn't do anything wrong. So, he is my best mate as well. So.
Is he? Yeah.
Yeah, he comes with me everywhere and, you know, I only really take him racing. He's just a lovely dog. And,
do you have a chat to him? Does he listen to you? If you had a problem, he goes, what do we do here, Tonk?
I told him to win on Friday night and he listened, so I might have a conversation Friday night again.
Hey, what does it mean to you? If you win a TAB Melbourne Cup?
Oh, look, I think it's a race everyone want to win. So it's, you know, it'd be halfway there into it. It's, you know, it'll be a dream come true. And not just that, for the dog as well. Mm. You know, he's been up and about for a long time now. And to do what he's done already, it'd be a thrill for him as a dog to win that Melbourne Cup.
Box number 8, can you overcome that? Simon Solid Helen was the big winner from the box draw. He's the solid favourite now. No pace really around him. He should jump, if he jumps like he has been, straight to the front. Are you a chance of crossing him? How do you think? What needs to play out there on Friday night?
His stats don't lie. He performs from box 8. I think he's won 4 from 5 or something along those lines. So we're desperate for to get the red, as we all are. Simon Todd Allen obviously is the clear favourite on box draw. But the way Tonk's been jumping the last 2 weeks, he runs a straight line. So if he can lob second or third, going through that first corner untouched, he's going to be there at the finish.
Look out. Hey, enjoy the week. I know it's probably it's a nervous week, a week full of anticipation, but say good day to Tonk for us and enjoy it. And we'll catch up with you on Friday night, Corey. Well done.
Thanks, Gareth.